This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 29th. I'm Paul Plack. European airline security officials have agreed to work in conjunction with the U.S. to keep bad people off planes, but also to continue seeking technology for use in hassling the other 99.9% of us. NASA says it has successfully demonstrated that an all-composite structure is a feasible alternative to traditional metal capsules for carrying astronauts into space. But that may be moot point. Washington insiders say President Obama wants to scrap plans to return to the moon and instead task NASA with studying global warming. The last scheduled nighttime shuttle launch is now scheduled for 4:39 a.m. Eastern Time, February 7th. If you've never seen one at night, try and catch this one if you can. A Texas newspaper has seized on an LSA fatality to paint all LSAs as dangerous. One of the authorities quoted is an aviation lawyer. EAA has responded. The FAA has issued TFRs for the next 2 weekends in the Miami area for the Pro Bowl game this Sunday and the Super Bowl next weekend. NORAD scheduled drills this morning in the skies over Miami to get fighter pilots ready to intercept pilots who bust those TFRs. Airbus and Boeing are joining forces to protest Canadian subsidies to their new competitor, Bombardier. ANN contributor Dave Jewell has written a commentary on LSA ergonomics from the perspective of a big guy. And a German citizen has been caught trying to board an international flight out of New Zealand with 44 endangered lizards sewn into his underwear. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Kate Hannay of FlyersRights.org is back with tips for passengers in the new airline paradigm. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.